Welcome to the Voices of Easter from Love Worth Finding. In the centurion's confession, we hear from the soldier who was tasked with carrying out the execution of Jesus. Now, we don't know from Scripture to what extent this Roman soldier understood Christ's substitutionary sacrifice. Come with us to Calvary as we imagine what went on in the mind of this battle-hardened centurion.
I had overseen many executions in my day, but there was something different about this man. I personally first saw Jesus of Nazareth in the garden, silencing with one look of authority the mob that had come to take him captive. Some of my men fell back. One lost an ear to a Galilean sword, only to be healed in an instant by this man's touch. His power was clearly immense, but it was under complete control, harnessed with humility. He was like no man I had ever encountered in my decades as a centurion. He was mute before the Sanhedrin and again before Pilate. Both his greatness and his innocence were evident. He could have defended himself. He chose silence. It unnerved me. He was handed to me for scourging, and I did my best to conquer his will. My men stripped his flesh raw, spat upon him, mocked him, and did all they could to humiliate him. But there was no pleasure in it for me. His reaction to every blow and every curse only proved to me his supremacy over the weapons at my disposal. So I took no chances on Golgotha. If he resisted, he would feel the weight of my own cudgel and the point of my own gladius. His dignity, once again, defeated my intentions. He went willingly. The cross did not master him. He mastered the cross. Each time he willed himself to speak, pushing up to take in air, he breathed out blessing. It was I who gasped at his forgiveness. His passion in offering himself, his power over his own execution. Even the elements understood. Darkness fell, the earth shook, rocks split. He took my place as his own executioner and ended for me a lifetime of trying to prove my power. In the end, I did not break his bones, but he broke my hard heart. His unflinching resolve to stand in my stead is all the proof I will ever need. Surely, this man was the Son of God.
We don't know whether or not the centurion became a Christian, but we do know he confessed Jesus as God's Son. Does the power and passion Jesus displayed still move you? If you want to know more about Jesus or want to become more like him, Love Worth Finding would like to provide you with resources to help you grow in your faith. Find us at lwf.org.